Community by Harry Venning and David Ramsden. Episode 1, The Prisoner.
In your own time, Mr. Chisholm. It's no hurry. It's no pressure. You just tell me what's on your mind when you're ready to tell me.
I just told you.
Did you? Oh, I'm terribly sorry. Would you mind telling me again?
Well, I'm what's known in the gay community as a bear. That's right. To say, a large, hirsute, homosexual man. And sometimes I feel elated about my body shape. But other times the pressure to conform to a more acceptable gay physical stereotype makes me really depressed. Do you know what I'm saying?
I think so. You're a bipolar bear. Oh, thanks for the lift home, Helen. Do you want another cup of tea?
Oh, go on, Claire. Twist my arm. So how are things between you and Brian since
he slept with Gnarly's sister? It's okay to say it, Helen.
Well, yes.
Yeah, well, you know, they were pretty rocky quite a long time. But recently, Brian and I, we've been going to see a brilliant couples counsellor and things, they really have improved.
How?
Well, the counsellor acknowledged that although I had a right to be angry, my anger, interestingly, was preventing any chance of communication between me and Brian. So she suggested that Brian and I limit any discussions of his adultery to just 1 hour a day between 7 and 8pm.
And at any other time, the subject is off-limits?
Yes, yes, sir, that's right.
Well, how very civilised.
Do you know it is?
I'm really proud of you, Claire.
Thank you, Helen.
Evening, Helen.
Hello, Brian.
Hello, Claire.
Don't you hello Claire me, you filthy degenerate. Just you wait till 7pm, lover boy. I'm going to give you an hour of pure hell for what you did.
I can't find my mobile phone.
Is this it? 7pm, scumbag! Do you hear me?
Yes, that's it. Thank you, Helen.
I'm counting down the minutes until 7, you seedy little man!
Bye, Helen.
Bye, Brian.
Bye, Claire.
7pm! Payback time! You two-faced, cheating, odious piece of crap! It just seems to work. Good morning, Gnarly.
Good morning, Claire.
Oh, you're in a good mood this morning, Gnarly.
Oh, yes. I wake up to the sound of Chris Moyle's radio show. I do not know what Chris Moyle looks like, but from his voice, I imagine he must be a very sexy man.
Morning, everyone.
Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Brian. Oh, by the way, Brian, I may work extra hours tonight. I might not get back until later.
About what time?
7:30. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
So just you wait till 7:30, you... Hello, Claire Barker.
Say by the bell.
What? No, 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 no. How many times? The answer is no, 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 no.
Who was that, Claire?
Market research. They were just asking me if I used moisturiser, and I told them that no, I did not.
Uh-huh. Maybe you should. I'll get it.
I'll get it.
Just let us at least talk to her.
Push off.
And who was that?
The milkman. Lady. Person.
So it is not one of the many parents desperate to employ me because I am the very best nanny in the neighbourhood and everybody knows it.
No.
And you pay peanuts for wages and they offer to treble it.
Look, Gnarly, if you are not happy working for us as Thomas's nanny, well, you're more than welcome to leave.
Claire, we'd be helpless without her.
She's bluffing, Brian.
You know, Claire, maybe I will leave.
However, I should point out that not every British household is as sympathetic to the plight of the economic migrant as we are, especially those without the correct papers.
I have no papers.
We guessed as much.
I have a British passport. Mention it? When I arrived in this country, I married an Englishman. It was a financial arrangement. I never thought I would see him again. 2 months later, he shows up on my doorstep. He needs more money. I give it to him. A week after that, he returns. He says it was not enough. It was then I realized drastic action must be taken.
What did you do?
I killed him. Look at your faces! Of course I didn't.
Oh, well, Gnarly, I'll tell you something.
I hurt him.
What?
Look at our faces.
No, not this time. But since then, I am a respectably married Englishwoman. Have you never wondered why my name was Gnarly Ramsbottom?
We do appreciate you, Gnarly, and we are more than prepared to show it.
Bearing in mind that we are in the middle of a terrible economic depression.
No need, I want for nothing.
You see, well, I'm glad to hear that. Okay, well, I'm off to work.
Except
what?
I want to invite my friends round.
Well, That's fine. It's not a problem.
Only, well, I may have told them some small fibs that you would have to go along with.
Such as?
This is my house.
Well, you know, okay.
Thomas is my child.
Right.
I have an au pair. That's you, Claire. So you will have to serve us all evening.
Okay, well, just this once.
I suppose you want me to impersonate your husband?
Don't be ridiculous.
How dare you, Fisher? How dare you say that to me? Take your offensive mouth to the headmaster immediately and you say to him exactly what you said to me.
But, sir...
And tell him I recommend immediate exclusion. Now, go.
Oh, bit harsh, wasn't it, Simon?
No, Brian, it wasn't. David Tennant was the best Doctor Who, bar none. And I will not hear otherwise.
A bit tetchy today, aren't you, Simon?
Oh, maybe. I had a terrible time yesterday evening.
Why, what happened?
Well, you know, I've been having relations with Jacqueline and Pauline and Manuela and Yvonne and Beth.
Yeah?
Well, last night, they all came to see me at the same time.
Wow, that's some coincidence.
Not really. It was parents' evening.
Simon, what have I told you before about sleeping with the parents?
Brian, I wish I'd listened. They weren't happy when they realised the situation.
What did you do?
What I always do. I promise to bump their kids' marks up.
It isn't right that you inhabit a world entirely composed of guilt-free sex and breathing, whilst I commit one teensy-eensy-weensy act of infidelity and I suffer eternal torment.
No, Brian, it isn't right. Especially since you didn't even sleep with the girl you thought you were sleeping with. Remind me again, Brian, how did that happen?
Well, I think we covered a lot of ground there, Dexter, so I'll see you tomorrow.
No, I can't make tomorrow. I'm doing community service.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got caught up in the riots. The police arrested me, looting the spiritual awareness bookshop.
What were you doing in that?
Well, I'd already looted all the sportswear, electrical gear and consumer goods I could carry. But when I got it home, I still felt strangely empty.
Horror, where the hell is Claire? She knows it's a team meeting.
I'm sure she'll be along soon.
Ooh, nice trainers, Helen.
Yeah, thanks, Ray. I got them from one of Claire's clients. They're not pristine, I know, but for a fiver, I say, who cares about a bit of smoke damage?
Hi, everyone. Hi, sorry I'm late.
All right, everybody, I declare this team meeting open. Okay, first, I've spotted a culture of blame developing in this office. And when I find out who's responsible, I'm going to bloody kill him. Second, the ashes. It was 6 months ago. Shut up. Third, the police have suggested introducing a distress code for social workers on home visits. Now, if for any reason you feel uncomfortable or at risk, you call the office and ask to speak to Sheila O'Sullivan. SOS. Yeah? SOS.
Okay.
Got it? Clever, huh? Yeah. Finally, I bought a load of tea and biscuits just in case the big society kicks in and we find ourselves with a bit of time on our hands. Helen, you want to say something?
Point for the record.
Yep, go ahead.
I should like to see David Cameron fall over a cliff and have his face ripped off by a gorse bush. And I'm sure I speak for everyone in the caring professions.
Okay, duly noted. Ray?
Thank you, Libby. Now, I have a home visit with the Bartons this afternoon and...
The Bartons? Rather you than me.
Hey, Helen, support it.
Oh, you'll be fine, Ray.
Megan? Megan, are you paying attention?
Oh, sorry, Libby, I'm a bit distracted. It's my wee Brenda's behaviour at her new school.
Getting worse?
No, it's getting better, which means I've got no reason to go and see the handsome headmaster anymore.
I thought Brenda was at the Steiner school.
No, they expelled her.
I thought expulsion was against the Steiner philosophy.
OK, they didn't expel her. They relocated the school without telling us. It amounts to the same thing.
Thank you, Megan, if you don't mind. Finally. Claire.
Yes?
Go home.
What?
You're not doing your job properly, and you haven't for a while.
I don't know what you mean. There's been absolutely no perceptible increase in the number of complaints against me.
Claire, you've let your personal life distract from your professional.
It's rubbish.
Claire, I hope you don't mind, but I took a look at the notes you made during your interview with Mr. Chisholm.
Yeah, well, I made extensive notes. So what?
Yeah, 15 pages of doodles, Claire. All showing a fat man in glasses hanging from some gallows. I'm assuming that's Brian.
Look, okay, it hasn't been easy recently.
Hey, Claire, go home. Take as long as you need.
Libby's right. You can't put a price on the physical and mental benefits of putting your feet up, turning off, and just relaxing.
Well said, Helen. It's just a shame you choose to do it at work.
But my school reports, sir, it like makes no sense.
You got straight A's, boy. What's your problem?
I'm as thick as a plank, sir. You said so yourself.
Just get along, cook, and give my regards to your mother.
Hello, Simon.
Hello, Brian. You still up for the pub tonight?
Oh, I can't tonight. I'm thinking I might go back to my men's group.
How can you pass up a night in the pub with me for an evening trapped in a room with a bunch of sissy boy eunuchs?
Well, I found it very supportive in the past, and I told you about Malcolm in confidence.
Stop fanning around, Brian. Face facts. This situation is all your fault because you never committed to Claire.
What do you mean? We've got a child, we got a mortgage.
Marriage, Brian. A wedding declares to the world that you will be physically and spiritually entwined forever.
Oh, really, Simon? And during which of your four marriages did you reach this conclusion?
Mr. Harris, sir?
What is it, Debbie?
A message from the headmaster. There's a phone call for you in the office. He told me to tell you that it's very urgent, very delicate and very personal.
Well, I wonder what that could be.
It's your girlfriend, sir. She's been arrested.
Honestly, Mr. Barton, don't worry.
Where did she put it? Where did she put it?
Look, seriously, I can drink tea without sugar.
Are you saying I'm not man enough to provide sugar in my own house?
No.
Where did she put it? Where did she put anything? Satan! Shut up! And stop looking at him like that.
Do you mind if I just make a quick call back to the office?
What is all this crap? Hummus? Dried figs? Tahini? Well, this is what I think of her, tahini!
Come on.
Hello, Sparrowhawk Family Centre.
Megan, thank goodness. Listen, Megan, I need to speak to Sheila O'Sullivan.
Who?
You know, Sheila O'Sullivan.
There's nobody here called Sheila O'Sullivan.
There is, Megan. Please, try and remember.
You mean Shirley O'Sullivan?
Yes, whatever. Shirley O'Sullivan.
No, there's nobody here. Shirley O'Sullivan.
Pickled walnuts? She's having a laugh.
Ray, I'm glad you called because I want to swap my day off with you. Brenda's going to a birthday party.
Sheila O'Sullivan! Sheila O'Sullivan! I want to talk to Sheila O'Sullivan.
Okay, Ray, I'll go and have a look. I'm putting it on hold.
Megan, take it. No.
Shut it.
Yes, sir, may I help you?
I certainly hope so, miss.
Woman police constable?
Yeah, I was told that you've arrested Claire Barker and are holding her downstairs in a police cell.
And who might you be, sir?
I'm her partner, Brian.
Pig.
I'll deal with this, Constable Petherington.
Be my guest, Sergeant.
What's going on?
Ms. Barker was stopped by security outside Pricewise Supermarket, having failed to pay for the following items. A tin of snails in garlic, a bag of porridge, some mixed chilies, a packet of milk gums and a tub of full-fat cream.
That doesn't make any sense.
Oh, it does, sir, if she was thinking of doing a Heston Blumenthal. He uses contradictory ingredients to devastating effect.
Oh, come on, Megan, please. Megan, thank God.
Hello, who's this?
Who am I? Who are you?
Suleiman Alabeju. I work at the family centre as a cleaner.
Would you put Megan back on?
Hello, Ray?
Sheila O'Sullivan!
No, it's me, Megan. Why not leave a message and I'll give it to Sheila O'Sullivan when she shows up?
The flaming dog's split his chin!
I don't understand. Claire has never been in trouble with the police. Well, apart from that time she threw a shoe at the actor Michael Sheen, but that was a mistake. She thought it was Tony Blair.
Well, when we arrived at Pricewise, we did find Ms. Barker in a very agitated state, unaware of what she had done. My colleague, woman police constable Petherington, spoke at length with Ms. Barker and discovered that the source of her consternation was relationship-based.
Pig!
So, are you charging her with anything?
Well, initially I was, but then woman police constable Petherington persuaded me otherwise.
But you're her superior officer.
And her ex-fiancé. Following my indiscretion at the Christmas party.
Not you as well?
Afraid so.
Peace!
I have since found it politic to let woman police constable Petherington get her way in most things.
Right. So Claire's free to go?
Yes, except there's a problem.
Which is?
She's refusing to go. Hello, Sparrowhawk Police Station? No, I'm sorry, sir. There's no Sheila O'Sullivan here.
Keep up.
Sorry, I'm going as fast as I can.
She's in here. Wait outside.
It takes a chain gang man to sing a chain gang song. Oh, hello, woman police constable Petherington.
Hello, Claire. Eaten all your lunch, I see.
We have. It was very nice. Thank you.
And you've started a prison diary. Mm-hmm. Good for you. I'll take the tray away in a minute. Now, you don't have to see him if you don't want to, but...
Hello, Claire. It's me.
Brian.
Hang on. Hey, stop that! Hey, put that down! Claire, please, will you tell her to stop throwing things at me?
Listen, I can ask her, Brian, but I am not going to...
Then ask her!
Woman Police Constable Petherington, would you mind not throwing things at Brian?
I've only got the tray left.
I will go on then.
Ow!
I told you to wait outside.
They never listen.
Pigs!
What do you want, Brian?
I've come to take you home.
Why? Has your bit on the side gone out for the evening?
Please mind your own business.
I'm not going home, Brian. My home is here. In this cell. With the spirits of Gandhi, Oscar Wilde, Nelson Mandela, Aung San Suu Kyi, Deirdre Barlow.
Do you want me to taser him? I'd be happy to. It hurts, but it doesn't leave a mark.
Do you mind? Look, if you're trying to teach me a lesson, consider me well and truly taught.
What can I say? I, too, am in a prison. An emotional prison. A prison of my own making, it's true, but I would tear these walls down with my bare hands if I only knew that you would be waiting for me on the other side.
Actually, Brian, that was quite good.
He was rather nice, wasn't he?
I mean, it didn't change anything.
No, but... no, but, I mean, who knows if it would have made a difference if my fiancé Frank had said something like that to me.
I think it's important to remember...
Shut up!
Please, Claire, come home.
Give me one good reason why I should.
Because I love you, Claire. Because I can't live without you. Because if you don't get home soon, Gnarly will have to call off her party and we'll lose her as a nanny.
OK, just give me 5 minutes whilst I carve my name into the wall.
Claire, we know what to do.
Yes, Gnarly.
I want you to be hospital.
Sorry, do you mean hospitable?
Yes, yes, my English goes when I'm nervous.
Gnarly, it's going to be fine.
So you welcome the guests, you take their clothes, yes. You offer drinks. Yes. The most important of all, you be agreeable.
What do you mean? I can be pleasant.
Not agreeable, wrong word. You must agree with everything they say.
Oh, I see. Okay, fine.
I don't want you behaving like a what is the English word? C-something. N-T. Contrary person. That's it. They're here. My guests, stand up straight and open the door. Oh, I'm so excited. Lawrence, Sybil, Charlie, welcome, welcome. Annabelle, you look lovely. Give your coats to Claire.
Good evening, Lawrence. May I take your coat? Sybil, Annabelle.
You have a lovely house.
Thank you. I mean, I'm just very lucky to work here.
Claire, please hang them up and then fetch a tray of drinks. She is a good girl. But a little slow.
Did you... get her from an agency?
No, I found her in a skip. What could I do? I'd give her a home.
What a lovely story.
Thank you, Annabelle. Aha, here comes Claire now with the drinks. Don't spill them, you silly girl.
White wine? Red wine? Glass of sherry?
Such hospitality, you're spoiling us.
Watch out, Gnarly. Keep this up and we might be using your house for all our Conservative Party meetings.
Okay, men's group, before we start the meeting, could I just say that there are still places in the teepee for next weekend's Warrior Within course? Being held just outside Ebden Bridge. Saturdays, exploring Native American customs, beliefs and spirituality with the help of a local shaman, Derek Twelve Whippets. Without further ado, I shall call this meeting to order. Can you hand me the talking stick, please? This week's topic of discussion was to have been masculinity in crisis. Phallus or fallacy? But we've done that topic to death of late, so instead, I suggest we all talk about our favourite Bond girls. So, at number one, Ursula Andress. Number two, Dinah Reed.
Hello, everyone. I hope you don't mind me dropping in, but...
Brian! My brother! Come here! I want to give you a hug.
Crikey, Andrew. I didn't expect you to be quite so pleased to see me.
Sorry, Brian. That's the talking stick.
All right.
For those who don't know Brian, he was the cherished founder of our group. Why did you leave so suddenly?
Well, I guess I became disillusioned. What I set up as a serious discussion group to explore issues around living as a man in modern society degenerated into weekly sessions where all we ever did was list our favourite Blue Peter presenters.
Yes, well, I think you'll find we've moved on since then.
Look, look, there, you missed a piece. I tell you, Claire, if my little son Thomas were to stand on that, you would see a different side to your kindly mistress. Hello, look, I won't tell you again. There is no Sheila O'Sullivan here.
Big society, what's the problem? Makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah, people pretend not to understand it because they don't want the responsibility.
Me? I am a working-class Tory.
Personally, I think helping just encourages helplessness.
You help yourself in this world. Nobody else will.
Me? I am a working-class Tory.
Salty snacks? Anyone?
What do you think, Claire?
Oh, what do I know? I just serve the twig lay.
And very well, you do it too.
Although, might I say that you only have to look at the Scandinavian model to see that investing in society reaps enormous benefits.
Claire, please, fetch another tray of drinks.
Right.
Of course, Mrs. Thatcher said there was no society.
Oh, don't get me started on Mrs. Thatcher.
Not a fan, Lawrence.
Not really. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Mrs. Thatcher wasn't right-wing enough.
So, gentlemen, what are we saying? Half-Blood Prince, Order of the Phoenix, Deathly Hallows?
I'd say Deathly Hallows, just to be on the safe side.
So, it's agreed. It's OK to fancy Hermione, but not until Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. Yeah. So, to continue...
Guys, come on. What about the important personal issue I need to discuss?
I'm sorry, Brian. We got a bit sidetracked. You were saying that your relationship with Claire was in terrible difficulty.
Well, difficulties of my own making, yeah.
Would you like to tell us about it?
Well...
But to keep it short, we've all bought the Battlestar Galactica DVD box set and want to discuss it.
I had an affair.
Kev's fainted.
Somebody help him up. What do you mean, Brian, an affair?
Well, less of an affair, more of a... one-night stand.
With a lady?
Yes! A very beautiful lady, half my age.
Kev's fainted again.
Leave him. Just leave him. Brian, go on.
It has irrevocably damaged my relationship with Claire, and I truly regret the night I made my foolish mistake. Twice.
Twice?
It would have been three, only I got cramp in the balls. Not my feet.
So I say to him, but Uncle Zorki, you cannot open a hairdresser's in the middle of the town? And he says to me, why? Because I cannot cut hair? And I say, no, because you are an international war criminal wanted by United Nations.
Oh, Gnarly, you are a breath of fresh air.
I couldn't agree more.
Not half.
In fact, we have a proposition for you. Although we've only known you for a short while, we feel you tick a lot of boxes we'd like to.
You represent exactly the kind of ethnic minority tokenism the Conservative Party is keen to promote.
Not half.
Cut to the chase. Gnarly, would you be prepared to stand for Parliament at the next election?
It's a good job I put the drinks in plastic beakers.
Brian!
Guys,
Brian,
guys, Brian, please! Brian, put me down!
Look, I need your advice. Drastic problems call for drastic solutions. There's only one thing I can think of to put this situation right. Should I propose marriage to her?
Yes, Brian, definitely. And I think men's group agree. Yes,
well, of course, there's no knowing if Claire will accept.
Claire? Oh, we thought you meant the younger, sexy one.
Brian, are you asleep?
Look, Claire, I do not want to engage with you if you're going to bring up the subject of my infidelity.
I won't.
Promise?
I promise.
What is it you want to talk about?
It's no good, Brian. I can't hear you down there. Get up onto the bed.
Oh. Righto.
Not in the bed, Brian. On the bed. No, it's about Gnarly. That snake in the bosom of our family. Suddenly, everything is making sense.
Like what?
She keeps dressing Thomas in blue.
Blue?
Tory blue.
What are you on about?
Children of Thomas's age are very, very receptive to subliminal messaging. I actually think Thomas is being brainwashed.
Have you talked to Gnarly about
it? Yes, I have. She's a clever one. She says that she has Thomas wear blue because it is the colour of his father's football team, Queen's Park Rangers.
I see. Well, tell Gnarly to dress Thomas in red, because red is the colour QPR wear when they play away.
Brian, that's brilliant.
Oh, do you think so?
I do. Well done.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
You're welcome.
Of course, you know all about playing away, don't you, Brian?
You have been listening to Claire and the Community by Harry Venning and David Ramsden. Starring Sally Phillips, Alex Lowe, Nina Conti, Sarah Kendall, Richard Lumsden, Lisa Tarbuck and Andrew Wincott. With Sophie Thompson, Gerard McDermott, Simon Bubb, Victoria Innes-Hardy and Georgia Lowe. The producer was Katie Tyrrell.